Morrissey auf Flux FM mit Everyday is Like Sunday, 17:10. Kinder können, das wisst ihr, sehr gemein sein. Jeder, der kurz mal an seine Schulzeit zurückdenkt, hat unter Umständen eigene Mobbing-Geschichten im Hinterkopf und weiß noch ganz genau, wer von anderen Kindern schikaniert worden ist. Zur Leipziger Buchmesse, die am Donnerstag startet, wird eine Graphic Novel vorgestellt, die sich mit genau diesem Thema auseinandersetzt. Sie heißt Jane, der Fuchs und ich und handelt von einem Mädchen, das in der Schule eben gemobbt wird und sich in eine eigene Welt flüchtet. Wir möchten euch jetzt Jane, der Fuchs und ich vorstellen. Die beiden kanadischen Macherinnen der erfolgreichen Geschichte sind bei mir im Studio. Ich sage Hello, welcome and bienvenue, Isabelle Arsenault und Fanny Britt. Hallo.
Hi, hello.
Hello, how are you doing? Welcome to Flux FM. Everything all right?
Yes, we're very thrilled to be here.
Yeah, and you must be, because your graphic novel is going to be released in Germany here in the next few days. Exciting times, right? It's an exciting time that you're living in.
Yes, we couldn't dream when we made the book, we couldn't dream that we would be here in Berlin and talking about it today.
And it's just the first stop. You just told me that there's going to be Swedish versions of that book, Spanish versions of that book, even a Chinese version is on the way. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a worldwide top seller. And it's the last time that I'm going to be talking to you in a friendly manner, because you're going to be so super rich, you won't even talk to us anymore.
For sure, that's so true.
So let's talk about the story of Hélène. She's a young girl who has to deal with being an outsider at a school. What's her story? Why isn't she accepted in school?
Well, it's very much inspired by Fanny's own experience when she was a child, so I'll let her explain.
Well, she doesn't know why she's not accepted. She really doesn't know. She's very confused, but her friends or her ex-friends tell her that it's because she's fat and ugly, which is basically how, you know, every young girl feels, fat and ugly.
Yeah.
So it's a very universal feeling. But Hélène's friends decide to cast her out, which happens very often. Yeah. And that's often how bullying starts, just by, you know, experimenting with violence.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about it, because I thought about this story a lot, since it's loosely based on something that I went through when I was 10 years old, and the girls who bullied me were not monsters, and I think it's in human nature to be experimenting with violence when you're young. So I think there is no explanation, and that's why in the book we don't really explain why she goes through this, but we really wanted to be at her level and experiencing it with her.
And then, did you have to live through your own experiences again while writing this book? Did you have to think of your old school time a lot?
Yeah, quite a bit. I was, you know, remembering a lot of things, and funnily enough, Isabelle and I didn't know each other at all when we were kids, but when I wrote the story, she told me she was living in another town very far from Montreal, in Quebec, a coastal town, not the same spirit of life at all, but she was feeling like she knew the story, and she told me it was like the same references, even though we didn't live them together. So we were kind of wanting also to relive the 80s, the end of the 80s, the beginning of the 90s, and that particular feeling of being blue and being a teenager and a pre-teenager and not knowing how to find your voice in life.
And as you said, the girls who were bullying you, in your case, they were experimenting as well, so you were trying to find your spot in life, while those girls actually were trying the same thing, but very evil way, without even knowing that they were evil.
That's true. Yeah.
So did you actually call them and did some research and ask them why they bullied you back then?
No, I
you
didn't.
But
I know. I've been asked this question by some people. Did she read the book? Did she, you know, the girl who's like Geneviève in the book, which like the boss of the Mean Girls?
Yeah.
And I know where she lives. I know she lives in some part of the country near Montreal, but I have no idea if she even knows that she is that person.
I think that's the maybe she's even forgotten about the whole thing.
That's probable,
because that's the difference between the bullies and the people who are bullied.
Absolutely.
The bullies totally forget about how mean they were in school time, but if you were bullied hardcore, you won't forget it in your whole life,
no,
right?
No, the bullied person will never stop thinking or mm-hmm. being doubtful that maybe they are the fat and ugly, unlovable person. Mm-hmm. That really, you know, gets imprinted in our brain. And mm-hmm. that's the sad part of, you know, that's the saddest part of mm-hmm. bullying, is that the consequences of these small acts of violence are really huge.
Sure, yeah. sure. And then what would you say? Will that book help people that were bullied back then? If they read it, they'll be like, oh, I'm so glad in Canada there was another girl that's been bullied and I don't feel lonely anymore, or yeah. something like that.
Well, we hope that it can bring some kind of hope to the young readers that will maybe recognize themselves into yeah. the story. So
yeah, and we've had that experience when the you know, in book fairs, and because the book has been out in French for more than a year, mm-hmm. so we've done a lot of panels and book fairs, and the young girls who come talk to us, that's you know, they always say that they you know, at last don't feel alone and feel like they know exactly what she's going through, and it makes them feel better to know that they can hope someday to find a true friend, which is what we're telling yeah. in the story, yeah. and that they can also escape through literature, which yeah. was the other big part of
yeah,
the story.
Yeah, and that's a part that I want to talk to you about after this song, yes. because there's a part of literature in the graphic novel that is really, really important. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that after this song, which is from Canada, basically, as well. Here's Hannah Georges with Somebody. I'm looking forward to your reactions to
yes.
that song. I'm hoping that you like it. Hannah Georges mit Somebody. Bei mir im Studio sind immer noch Isabelle Arsenault und Fanny Britt. Die beiden Kanadierinnen haben die Graphic Novel Jane, der Fuchs und ich geschrieben und gezeichnet. Und in dieser folgen wir der Schülerin Hélène, die schikaniert und gemobbt wird und sich in eine eigene Welt flüchtet. Die Graphic Novel hat schon viele Preise gewonnen, war in Kanada und den USA schon sehr erfolgreich. Und ab Donnerstag werden die beiden bei mir im Studio stehenden Damen sich und ihr Werk auf der Leipziger Buchmesse nochmal vorstellen. Jetzt sind sie aber immer noch bei mir. Now we have to talk about the Jane Eyre part mm-hmm. in the book as well. Jane Eyre was written by Charlotte Bronte in mm-hmm. 1847, mm-hmm. and it's a piece of literature that helps Hélène quite a lot. How does the literature help her to escape the whole process of bullying?
Well, it's in different ways that it helps her. She's just being able to escape in a book is like protection to her, because she goes on the bus and then she can pretend that she's busy reading her book mm-hmm. While the girls are in the back of the bus, and then she kind of feels protected by the reading, but also just reading that book, that mm-hmm. particular book, mm-hmm. changes everything for her, because mm-hmm. Jane Eyre was my own heroine when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. I love that book. I've read it probably 30 times. I really love it. And to me, Jane Eyre was like the quintessential, badass, feminist, very independent, feisty woman who gets recognized not for the way she looks or the way she attracts men, but mm-hmm. for her culture, her knowledge, her strength, and her resilience. So I thought that she was the perfect role model for Hélène.
Yeah.
And also it made for such a great spectrum of possibilities for the illustrations.
Yeah.
That, because it was Victorian and it was very... So I thought that Jane Eyre was like... It felt like the right thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. And now we have to talk about the illustrations per se, because an interesting fact that you just mentioned mm-hmm. already is that the illustrations between the Hélène story part and the Jane Eyre part, they differ yeah. from each other. The Hélène part is very desaturated. There's actually no color in there. Mm-hmm. It's black and white. But you decided to go for another style when it comes to the Jane Eyre part. How did that come up? And how did you decide not to use color in the Hélène parts?
Well, I wanted the two different parts of the book to be representative style-wise in the mood, like for the older part that is during the actual life of Hélène mm-hmm. is very dull, very black and white, and I used mainly pencils and erasers and mm-hmm. just dirty and kind of sketchy as well.
Yeah, it looks kind of rough.
Yeah,
and I thought the eraser part was very nice touch, because to me, it felt like she was not confident and she was feeling sad and insecure, and she was always erasing things that she was feeling.
Uncertain.
I thought it was brilliant from Isabelle to think about that.
Okay. Well, so, yeah.
That's a technique I'm very confident into, because I can, as you said, just erase and start over again always. Uh-huh. So, as I'm very uncertain sometimes about things in life.
Yeah, but that matches Hélène's character,
yeah,
right?
Kind of. Yeah. So I could easily identify to her. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, and for the parts of the book where she reads the book on Jane Eyre, she's like in her head.
Yeah.
Her imagination that is shown. So we can see hope through the colors. And the technique is also more
because
watercolor.
To her fantasy is much better place than her real life.
Yeah,
is, right?
Exactly. So this is more beautiful. And so at the end of the book, the two kind of moods or styles merge together, and we can see that colors comes to her life and kind of brings... Another level into the story.
Notes.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
That's a really clever way of dealing with the story, I would say. So, and how did you influence each other? You wrote the story first, and then the illustrations were made. But did you change parts of the stories because of the beautiful illustrations that were shown to you?
Well, I erased a couple of phrases because they weren't,
they weren't
necessary when
anymore.
Once they were illustrated, and it was so beautiful and evocative. That I thought it didn't matter anymore, and also Isabelle is responsible for most of the feeling of rhythm in the story, because she's the one who broke it down
in page breaks,
right? Yeah. So I feel like this was a really big influence on the story.
But my influence was funny, because we didn't know each other before we started the project. But at what point when she sent the manuscript, I read it, and then I met her in person, and I could easily imagine her as a child, and that was the main character to me. So
one of my sons thinks that it's me in the book. He can't get it into his head that it's not me in the book. That's you.
But that's another sign that the chemicals between two people who collaborate on art, they have to be the right chemicals, right? Because you seem to just feel the other person in front of you, and that makes it easier to work on the book together, right?
Oh, yeah. And she showed me the first sketches, and I said, I have nothing to say. I mean, I had everything to say, but I mean, I had nothing to oppose to it. Never.
That sounds really good.
It was
so
perfect.
You're going to work again on another graphic? Yeah, you have plans for that already?
Yeah, I'm starting to work on it. I've written like 4 pages.
It's a start, though.
Yeah, more boy-centric this time.
Okay.
Yeah, so a story about courage, I think, and about political awakening and love awakening kind of thing with a 12-year-old boy. We both have 2 boys.
Yeah. Okay.
Each of us have 2 boys, so we're very immersed in that world of young boys. Yeah.
You know everything about their worlds right now. That's true. So, one last question, maybe. As your book is released in country after country after country, we said there's going to be Spanish versions, Chinese versions, and all that. Do you feel that bullying is actually a problem that exists worldwide, and that people may have to rethink the whole phenomena?
I think so, and just because we are mothers, we can see that even in our son's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere in Montreal, as here in Berlin, or in France, or whatever. Wherever the book is published, but
we as parents, we have to think a lot about how to deal with this, and not let our kids think that it's a right way to go.
Interesting thing. I wanted to thank you a lot for that book and for the little chat that we had. Jane, der Fuchs und ich heißt die Graphic Novel, die wir gerade schon besprochen haben, und die kommt von Isabelle Arsenault und Fanny Britt. Ich habe mit beiden über ihr Werk gesprochen, und die ziehen jetzt weiter zur Buchmesse nach Leipzig, um ihr Werk dort am Wochenende vorzustellen. Im Moment wird noch gedruckt, also es dauert noch 2-3 Tage, bis das Buch aus dem Druck kommt, dann kann man es aber sofort bestellen. Und wir haben schon exklusiv zwei Exemplare hier. Wenn ihr also Jane, der Fuchs und ich haben wollt, dann schickt mir eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Graphic Novel. Eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Graphic Novel. Bitte vergesst euren Namen und eure Adresse nicht mit reinzuschreiben in die E-Mail, damit wir wissen, wohin wir dieses tolle Buch schicken können. Und wir werden uns ja unter Umständen auch schon bald wieder mit beiden unterhalten über ihr nächstes Werk. Ja. Beide nicken und wissen nicht, was ich meine. I just told people that they can win two of your books and that we can basically have a date for in 2 years or something. Yes. And we're going to talk about the next book.
All right.
That's a good thing, right?
It's okay. A date. Okay.
So thanks a lot for visiting us.
Thank you.
Have good luck at the Leipziger Buchmesse.
Yes, yes.
And thank then you. We'll see each other in 2 years.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can have it, but you gotta learn to reach out there and grab it.